These exercises are designed to enhance your health and well-being. When you do them, you're putting the first side of the tape into practice. Do these exercises when you've been able to make some time for yourself. Don't do them while doing something else that needs your attention, like driving or operating machinery. They need your full attention. Keep notes on what you discover. You can take your time with these exercises. When you hear this tone, press the pause button if you need time to think. When you've finished, restart the tape and continue listening. Exercise 1. This exercise will help you be aware of your own experience of health and well-being. It can also be used as a relaxation exercise. Relax where you are for a few moments. Feel comfortable and let any excess tension drop away. Now, become aware of your body. How comfortable are you? Move yourself if you need to until you feel completely comfortable. Become aware of your thoughts. What mental pictures are running through your mind? Now, listen to any sounds in your mind. Where do they seem to come from, and how loud are they? Are you aware of any internal dialogue? Now, become aware of the whole of your body from the top of your head down to your feet and out to the tips of your fingers. Be aware of your body as a whole. Now, as you are aware of your body, which parts feel the most healthy? Where do you feel the most well-being? It could be anywhere in your body. When you've found it, let that feeling of health and well-being spread out from that center like ripples spreading out in a pool. Let them spread out until they have spread throughout your whole body. Exercise 2. This exercise further explores what being healthy means to you and how you experience it. Think what health means to you. What sort of mental picture do you have of health? Is it a still picture or a moving picture? How colourful is it? Does it have sound? Are you in this picture? How do you feel about the picture? Now, think about being healthy. What sort of mental picture does that give you? Is it still or moving? Does it have sound? Are you in this picture? How do you feel about it? What is it like to feel really healthy? You can either think of a time in the past when you felt really healthy, or simply imagine what it would be like to feel really healthy. Exercise 3. This exercise is to explore your personal metaphors of health. The sort of metaphors you have about health and well-being will influence how you experience them, the possibilities you allow yourself, and the restrictions you impose on yourself. There are no right or wrong answers here. So, finish off this sentence. Being healthy is like... Now, answer this question. Being healthy is like that because... Now, complete this sentence. Illness is like... Now, answer this question. Illness is like that because... What do you understand from these metaphors? What do these metaphors allow you to do, and what do they make it difficult for you to do? What do both these metaphors of health and illness have in common? Would you like a different metaphor? Take a moment to think. What do you really want your health to be like? And why do you want your health to be like this? What will you be doing differently if this metaphor becomes true for you?
Exercise 4. This exercise explores just where you want more health and well-being. In what areas would you like to have more health and well-being? It could be in your environment. What are those things in your environment that help you to stay healthy and feel good? These may be people and things in your life that add to your well-being. How can you use these to become healthier? What things in your environment, or people and objects, make you feel less healthy? What can you do to avoid them more than you are doing? What do you do habitually that contributes the most to your health and feeling of well-being? How can you do more of these things? What do you do currently that undermines your feeling of health and well-being? How can you do less of them? What's important to you about health and well-being for yourself and for others? Exercise 5. This exercise can help you to become more aware of any stress in your life, so you can have more choice about how you deal with it. What's the signal to you that you're under stress? Some people bite their nails, others smoke more or eat more. Some people feel vaguely anxious or get aches and pains. It could be losing your appetite or feeling impatient most of the time. Stress can disturb your usual sleep pattern. What lets you know that you're under stress? When you have identified your signal, you will notice it for what it is next time, and notice what events in your life are causing that stress. Exercise 6. This exercise explores the two skills of association and dissociation and how to use them. Remember a pleasant time. See it through your own eyes. Feel the feelings and hear the sounds directly. You're associated in the memory. Enjoy the pleasant feelings again for a moment. It's good to know that this experience is not lost, so you can enjoy the memory of it whenever you want. Now, think of the same pleasant memory, but dissociate. That is, see yourself in the situation, so you're at a distance from it. See yourself having that experience. Notice that the feelings are much less intense, step into the experience again. In other words, associate into it and notice the contrast. Now think of some experience that was not very pleasant, but one you want to learn from, so you can make sure it doesn't happen again in the same way. See yourself in that situation so that you're apart from it. You're dissociated from it. Watch the situation unfold, feeling comfortable about it. Watching it as if on television or on a cinema screen. Now, as you watch this movie, what can you learn from that situation? And what advice would you give that person in that situation so that they can avoid similar problems in future?
Exercise 7. This exercise is for the skill of taking different perspectives to help solve problems. Think of some issue in your life at the moment that you were experiencing as a problem. Go back to that experience and think about it for just a moment. Now, imagine looking at yourself in that situation from the outside. From that point of view, how is it different? Now change your perspective. Look at it from the ground upwards. Now imagine yourself looking down on it from the ceiling. Now imagine yourself very large, so that you see the problem situation as very small. If there are other people involved in the problem, how does it look from their perspective? Imagine changing places with them, so you're looking at yourself from their eyes. How does that change the situation? Who do you think would be able to solve this problem easily? Could be someone you know. It might be a historical character, or a character from a book or film. When you've thought of someone, imagine yourself as him or her. How does the problem look from their point of view? How does it seem different? What would they do to deal with it? Exercise 8. This exercise is to find out your worry strategy. Do you have some favourite things that you worry about? Are there any patterns in those things you worry about? Do you have a favourite time of day or night to worry? Think back to a time when you were worrying about something. Notice how it starts. What happens first? Is there an internal voice or are there mental pictures? Does it start with a feeling? Notice which comes first. What are the qualities of any voices you hear? Is it your own voice? How fast is it? How loud is it? Is it a pleasant voice or unpleasant? Whereabouts does it seem to come from? From your left or right? In front or behind you? Above you or below you? What are the qualities of your pictures? How colourful are they? Are they moving or still? How big are the pictures? Are you associated into them, seeing things through your own eyes, or are you dissociated from them, seeing yourself in the situation? Find out the sequence of the mental sights and sounds you have, and the qualities of those mental pictures and sounds. That is your worry strategy. Now you can change it to a useful planning strategy. Take some issue that you have been concerned or worried about. Start by asking the question, what will I do if this were to happen? Ask it in an interested, pleasant tone of voice. How likely is this to happen really? What odds would you give? Evens? 10 to 1? 100 to 1? Are the odds sufficiently short that you need to make a plan? If you think you need to, start to make some plans. Make some dissociated pictures so that you see yourself coping with that situation. You may be able to think of several alternative plans. Which plan makes you feel the best? That is the plan to adopt. If you cannot think of any plan, then you need more information. How can you get the information you need?
Exercise 9. This explores how and when you get into unresourceful states and how to find any patterns. What are the triggers that send you into an unresourceful state? Think back over the last few days to those times when you have felt unresourceful. What happened immediately before the unresourceful state? Do you see any patterns? What really annoys you? And why? What is really important to you that these events challenge? Exercise 10. This exercise is about creating a healthy future. First, imagine how you want to be in the future. How healthy do you want to be? What do you see yourself doing? See yourself in the future, healthy and feeling good. Now, what does it look like? Now you can adjust the picture until it really looks right. Make the picture as big and as bright and as colorful and as moving as perfectly expresses your good health and well-being in the future. Now associate into the picture and feel what it's like. Now step out and make any adjustments you want to. Test that it's absolutely right by stepping in again and experiencing what it feels like. When you're satisfied, leave the picture as a dissociated one where you see yourself. Imagine the time of your life running from past to future. Place the picture into this timeline at some point in your future where you want it to be. Now get inside the picture and look back from this position in the future towards the present. What steps do you have to take for this healthy future to become a reality? What are the likely obstacles that might stop you? What resources do you have to overcome these obstacles? Exercise 11. This is the last exercise on this tape, and you can use it any time you have difficulty going to sleep. Close your eyes. First of all, just get in a comfortable position and notice any pictures in your mind. How bright are they? Imagine just turning down the brightness control and gradually watch them get darker and darker, and then leave them at a comfortable brightness.
Now notice if they're moving and how fast they're moving. Imagine turning down the speed until they get slower and slower, until they're at a comfortable speed.
Now notice any sounds or voices in your mind. Notice how loud they are. Imagine you have a volume control and can turn the volume right down until it's very comfortable.
Be aware of your body and how comfortable it is. You can move until you're really comfortable.
Find the most comfortable place in your body. It could be anywhere. And let that comfort spread out from that place as slowly as you like. It's just really pleasant to feel that comfort and relaxation spreading out like the ripples in a still pool. Let the ripples spread until they have gone through your whole body while you enjoy the feeling. Just enjoy the feeling.
Be healthy.
Be well.